Hello and welcome to the QU on the QU Media Podcast Network. Quincy University students are telling your story each week. I'm Ashley Zimmerman, your host. Welcome to our Reporter Roundtable podcast for the spring 2022 semester. This is our last week of classes before spring break. We have a lot to cover today, so let's get right into it. For some of us, this is our first time on the podcast. I want to welcome everybody and introduce everyone that's on the podcast today. So we'll go around the table. I'll start off with Sam.
Thank you, Ashley, and it's nice to be here on the podcast, getting ready to round up some of the stories we've done, and I'm right next to Taryn as well.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is my first time doing this, so please bear with me.
You're good. All good.
And then right next to me is Noah.
Yeah, it's really great to be back here. Always love doing these podcasts, so I think today's going to be a fun one. Got a good group with us.
I agree. I think so. So we've all been working on quite a bit of stories this semester, and we'll start off with Sam. You want to kind of tell us what you've been working on?
Yeah, so this past week as well, it was for a different class, but I was doing man on the street kind of reporting, and so I was asking people, what would you want to change about Quincy University and why? And a very popular answer I got again from, which was before even my past story, but had about three or four responses, people talking about parking and wishing for it to be expanded, which is kind of what I talked about in my story, I want to say is last October, I think. It was probably for basics of writing. And, I mean, so we only have seven lots. Like, it's only from A through H. And we range from about maybe 450 to 550 parking spots that are eligible for students, as well as the blocked off, angles at like each of the corners of like 20th and Broadway. And so it was really just kind of interesting hearing from more people, because I mean, I've also seen like accidents, and I saw one recently last week on, I think it was right across from, can't remember the streets if anyone knows, it's like right off the corner of Heline.
You're talking about 20th and Chestnut?
Yeah, it was definitely
that
there.
Needs to be a four-way stop. That is like the worst four-way intersection maybe in town.
I know, it's scary going to practice every day because of it. But yeah, other than that, just trying to think of like some type of plans that we could do to add more parking. I mean, I know people complain about it a lot in Willer as well, but like, I don't know what you guys think about it.
As a commuter, I agree. Sometimes, especially coming here for like 9:30 classes, the parking is very busy and it's very full. And sometimes I feel like I spend so much time trying to find an empty spot, and I just want to like park on the side where it says no QU student parking, just so I can make it to class on time, because it's almost ridiculous trying to find parking sometimes.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you guys. I believe there needs to be more parking actually central to the buildings. I feel like it's like outside of actual campus, so you have to take a walk, especially if everything is full. I believe that they should have made the parking like behind Willer bigger. That would have helped a lot, because that would have encompassed both Willer, Heline, and Gardner. So if they would have extended that and made that a little bit bigger, maybe pushed Willer up a little bit forward into one of those fields, that would have been a good forward-thinking plan.
Nice. What was one of the, did any students come up with like any plans, kind of like what Taryn was hitting on? Did they have any ideas what they thought about?
I mean, they were wondering about like some of the lots. Like, I know that laundromat lot out in front of like the HFC, they were asking about if we could like possibly buy that land over with the new money that we got. As well as people talking about, because I've heard a lot of complaints about the SLC backyard, because like no one really uses the bonfire fire pit area there. And so if you like took out that grass and could make that an extra parking lot, like that would help both of those apartments back there. And I know for a little hack for myself, because technically I'm a commuter, because I'm like right off campus, but just don't ever get the student sticker, and then you can just park wherever. Because it doesn't matter, like, if you're a student to get into the other one. So, like, why would you put up the student sticker?
True. That's a good hack. Maybe I might have to try that. So, Noah, what is some of the stories that you have been working on this semester?
So, for the past few months, I've really been focusing on athletics on campus. And I've gotten to cover almost all sporting teams so far. Baseball just got their season started, and I've been talking to a few different baseball players about what's going on with them. I got to cover the end of basketball season and how they had a shot at a good playoff spot. Our season is just getting started, so I guess I'm the first line of news source for my own team, which is kind of fun.
Nice. You play lacrosse, right? And so do you, Sam.
Yes.
That's correct.
So what are you looking forward to this season?
This season, I'm just looking forward to having fun with this new group of guys. Our team almost doubled in size from last year, and we're going to do about the same thing next season as well. We're finally getting good wins for the program under our belt. Conference play is just around the corner. We got Davenport in a week from today, and we're nothing but excited for that.
That's awesome. What can we expect from our students working for the GLVCSN?
So for the people who don't know, GLVCSN is the GLVC, which is our conference sports network. And on campus here at Quincy University, all of our students working through the communications program will have the opportunity to work for that sports network and produce games, film games, commentate on games, report on games. And it's really fun. Our program does a great job of putting together some pretty solid live streams, some pretty solid commentator coverage. We got great help from GAs that have been here for 5-6 years now, and they help us really make sure our coverage is smooth. And I know a lot of people who watch our lacrosse games outside of us just being at home, because every GLVC team has to report all their home games through that sports network. And they all say that our home games are always shot a lot better than when we go on the road to other schools, say like Davenport or UND or Rockhurst.
Nice. Besides covering your own sport, if you do so, what's another sport that you really enjoy covering?
A sport that I do enjoy covering is baseball. I think it's a great game, as well as I got a lot of good friends on that team. And I have friends through my own major that play baseball as well, so see them a lot. I'm able to talk to them a lot, hear about how well they did. Like, Jay Hamill is in our program, and he just had a stellar pitching performance last weekend. So
nice, that's awesome. Well, we're on the topic of lacrosse. Sam, do you have anything you want to share that you're looking forward to this upcoming season?
No, I mean, Noah kind of hit the head on the nail right there. I mean, I'm really excited about the group of freshmen that came in, and not only did they expand our roster, but it just made like team chemistry come in a lot better. Really excited hearing about the new recruits that we have, and we're off to a good start right now. Got to keep it going. Got a big week coming up here for spring break games, and really excited for it.
Speaking of our new freshmen, shout out to Connor Nock, freshman from Ontario, Canada. Probably going to win freshman of the year in our conference. Kid's a baller.
Wow, that's really awesome. I love the diversity that we have here on campus. So I wish you guys the best of luck on your upcoming season, and we'll have more stories when we get back after this break. Alrighty, welcome back, everybody, and we're going to start off with Taryn. So, Taryn, what have you been working on this semester you want to share with us?
So, I've been working on a couple things, but what I would like to highlight that would be very prominent for students to know on campus is that there will be some housing changes that are pretty significant for this upcoming year. Obviously, after we get back from spring break, I know everyone's going to enjoy it, but do look out for an email, because there is going to be an online housing lottery this year, and you will get your email according to the new lottery system, which is based on your credits and then based on your GPA. So the order in which people get their email will be according to that system, and when you do get your email, you can actually look online and go and see what housing like placements are available and actually pick the exact room that you are wanting to get in and list your roommates. So please do be on the lookout for that, as well as the fact that they're expecting an influx of freshmen, maybe up to 100 more than we had this coming year. I mean this past year. And I do want to put out there that as the housing lottery system is going to open after spring break, that the only current single occupancy situations that are going to be able to occur is in the Friars building and the Padua Hall building. And Friars will be all female and Padua Hall will be all male. That is confirmed. And the only ones that will be available in Padua Hall for upperclassmen will be the third and fourth floor, because the first and second floor will be reserved for the incoming freshmen.
So big changes ahead. Do you know why this is all going into effect? Have they mentioned any reasons why?
Well, this past year, I do have a figure. I believe it was 232 students was the last incoming class, and they are expecting in the 270s to 280s. That is quite a bit as for a projected scale, and they might be expecting even more. That's why they had to create more room for the housing, and it is going to be a little strange because right now we do even have some freshmen, mostly girls, that are in their own room. So that will change. A lot of people who had their single occupancy rooms will now have to have a roommate.
When speaking with students, how do they feel about this upcoming change? Has there been talk about, you know, negative, positive aspects?
Well, some people are obviously very unhappy. A lot of boys on campus tend to be pretty unhappy because there's obviously men's floors right now. Friars right now is currently co-ed. And obviously those boys who did move in and do like Friars are not going to have the choice of being in Friars, and they will have to either go into PAD if they want single occupancy, and their only other options are to be in the SLC, and they got to find people for that, or to be in Willer, and they also have to find people for that and have a roommate. So, of course, that puts them in a little bit of a harsh spot. Women, though, tend to be pretty happy because we did get Friars, so.
I will admit, the girls' dorms being Friars and Garner for the freshmen are much nicer than Padua and Helon.
So. Yeah, and it's honestly not even close. I think at this point, though, I mean, if we're trying to mix and match, like, who's going where each year, like, I think we just need another housing building here pretty soon. Like, if Quincy wants to keep going this way, they have a bunch of money now, and it looks like that they want to keep adding students. Like, can't just crush them all in. Like, might as well expand.
If they want to quarantine kids at North Campus, why not house kids at North Campus? And I know a lot of the science majors and music majors would be very happy with that.
Talking about that for the difference of housing, actually they did, when I was interviewing, but two people said that they were going to go ahead and renovate some of the buildings. So Padua Hall will have renovations in all bathrooms, and Friars will also have renovations in their bathrooms, and more furniture will be added to Padua Hall. So they are trying to update the buildings that are going to be kind of crammed, as you guys said. But at the same time, I do understand where you guys are coming from, that there probably should be another addition so that people that want single occupancy don't just have one option for their gender.
Wow, there's a lot of big changes to come, and it sounds like students are very maybe 50-50, you'd kind of say, on how they feel about it. I wanted to talk about, there is a preview night coming up for an upcoming musical. We have a local theater here, Quincy Community Theater, and I actually got to speak to, his name is Brandon Thompson. He's actually the artistic director, and he was kind of like shedding some light on the musical. It's called MAME, and he was kind of giving me like an overview, but what they do is, they invite like Quincy University or like senior living facilities and different other schools to come for a preview night to get like their cast and everybody experience to what it feels like to have an audience before they actually do all their shows. But for the preview night, QU students and anybody else that's invited only has to pay $5 for a ticket. So it's a really great opportunity. Brandon said usually it's anywhere from $25 to $28. So this could be a really good opportunity for students to experience our local theater, you know, go with some friends, just kind of do something out of the box. And speaking with some students, they agreed that it's a great idea and can be a really great experience.
And sorry to put you on the spot, but do I by any chance know where this is kind of located?
So it's located in the Oakley Lindsay Center, and for people who aren't from here, I think it's off of like 4th Street. I'm not exactly for sure on the exact address, but if you looked up the Oakley Lindsay Center, you'll be able to find Quincy Community Theater. And I do have a story that that will be coming out on QU Media, so you can look for more information there.
That's good to know.
Yeah, for sure. And when we return, we'll discuss our plans about our spring break. Welcome back. So what is everyone's spring break plans that are coming up? And I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Sam, if you want to tell us what's going on for you.
I'm going to be heading home for this first weekend back to St. Louis. We are off practice for the weekend. Coach is just giving us a little break. And then I'll be back here Monday for us to keep practicing. And we are heading to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was about to say Cedar Rapids. But Grand Rapids to play Davenport on Friday, and then Colorado State Pueblo on Sunday.
Nice. That's exciting. Taryn, what about you?
Well, originally, I'm on the track team, and originally we were going to stay, but because of the cost, my team can't really afford to stay anymore on campus. So I'll be heading back to Chicago. Yes, and some of my international students, like fellow athletes, will be staying here, but they are not able to actually eat at the CAF, which is another issue. But they will be staying here because, of course, like spring break tickets, which is another interesting topic about spring break, are skyrocketing. So we've got some students that are from Baltimore, Maryland, and his ticket, I believe, was $880. So I will be going home driving, and I'll be back in Chicago. So thank you.
All right, Noah, what about you? What are you looking forward to on spring break?
Definitely looking forward to our two games next weekend up in Michigan. But before that, our team's kind of having just this weekend off. Gives everyone a chance to go visit Chicago, St. Louis, get all their homework done before spring break starts. And I am going to see my cousins up in Chicago this upcoming weekend. So pretty stoked to see them. It's been a few months. I come back Monday. We start practicing again. We hit the road Thursday. So it's going to be great.
Nice. It sounds like in the sports world, because I'm not in the sports world, it just kind of never stops, especially during the school year. You guys maybe have a bit of a break, but the grind just keeps going. I'm actually going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to visit family, kind of like you, Noah.
Oh, Tuscaloosa is so much fun.
I've never been. I've been to Huntsville, Alabama, so I'm very excited. Might take a trip over to Birmingham. There's a lot of history there, so yeah. I'm very excited just to get to warmer weather and get out of Quincy.
Yeah, no, you're going to have a great time in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, that'll be lots of fun.
I'm very excited. Now, our favorite segment, Hawk Hacks. Each week, we are giving you a tip about how to do something on campus, how to find something on campus, or something that will make your day easier. This week's Hawk Hack comes to us from Noah Gershman. We were talking in class yesterday about how to study for tests. What's the best place or the best way to study? What do you guys think?
I have grown into the habit of being able to get my homework done in the SSC, which stands for the Student Success Center, which is beneath the library. Since I was a freshman on campus, we've had team study hall hours, and that's where they're required to be completed. So that's where I've just learned while I'm here, lock it down, get my homework done. If I ever really need to lock it down, I'm in a really sticky situation with a class, I'll head up to the library where it's just nothing but quiet. I got this desk in, like, the second floor back corner that I always just sit at. And I'm like, okay, three-page paper, got to knock this out. Huge test tomorrow, got to lock it down. But other than that, keep it casual, just get my homework done throughout the week. I'm definitely in the SSC.
Nice, yeah, everybody seems to kind of have a spot. I have mine as well. Taryn, what about you?
I would just like to say that was a very responsible answer because I'm a procrastinator, so I will be asleep until like 15 minutes before my stuff is due. And then I will turn over, grab my computer, and still be in bed doing my homework. And the best way I get it done, especially if it's something that needs direct answers, is honestly to use Quizlet. And what you do is your iPhone currently, if you've updated it, has a current feature where if you take a picture of the question, whether it be a worksheet or whatever it may be, and you can actually go on your image and copy and paste from the image into Safari, put Quizlet at the end of it, and most likely 9 times out of 10, a Quizlet is going to appear. And so that'll help you not only memorize, but if you need a quick answer, that's a good way to get it.
I'm familiar with Quizlet, but I am not familiar with the new update. So that is very interesting and a good hack, I would say. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that. Sam, what about you?
I agree with Noah. Like, I really do like the SSC. I don't go there as much as I used to anymore, which I should probably get back on. But I usually just wait till after practice and I kind of grind out a couple hours, like, in front, because, like, my stuff's in, like, the living room. And then I kind of reward myself with, like, after I do my homework by, like, playing FIFA. So I'm just like, all right.
Nice. It's good to have rewards. Being a commuter, I have a room in the basement, and I have a very nice desk area all through high school. That was my area. I like to keep it the same. They say there's psychology behind it. I guess there is, because it works for me. So that's what I do. Definitely peace and quiet, like you were touching base on. I need that peace and quiet. And rewards, that's good, too. I watch Netflix show, maybe bowl ice cream, whatever is going to make me happy. That's rewards are good. Well, everyone, thank you for sharing your stories, and I appreciate you all coming in today. Thank you for joining us on the QU Podcast, and this is the QU Media Podcast Network. Find us on social media and online at QUTV or QUmedia.net.
This was fun.
Lots of fun.
I agree.